The WNBA is wrapping up a historic year. In-game attendance and viewership all reached record highs, and the buzz around the league is louder than ever. The salaries of players, however, don't seem to match that success.
Yes, I want to opt out.
The WNBA, you know, if you want us to be here, you have to pay us more. It's business.
Everyone, buckle up. It's about to be a fun day.
This is our opportunity to get it right.
And that is why this week, just a day after the end of the season, the league's labor union decided to opt out of its current collective bargaining agreement that runs through 2027. Players are asking for higher wages, improved benefits, and a larger share of the media rights deal it shares with the NBA. Nneka Ogumike is a forward with the Seattle Storm and the president of the Women's National Basketball Players Association. That's the players' union that represents the league. We asked her about that deal specifically and what she thought about the WNBA's share.
Well, I mean, it's certainly groundbreaking in that it greatly surpasses any media deals we've had before. I'm hoping that it doesn't limit what we can also, how we can also market and brand ourselves as the WNBA as we continue to sustain through this unique growth that the WNBA is having. But as you know, with the numbers that are being thrown out, we're going to want to be able to share in that value, share in that growth. And I look forward to seeing how the intricacies of a deal like that can be reflected in how we compensate the players as well.
Does having a bigger piece of the pie create a future where the WNBA's revenue is less dependent on the success of another league? Specifically, we're talking about the NBA here.
You know, I mean, we can never ignore the great support that we get from the NBA. But I do love that, you know, the WNBA is forming its own path in sustaining itself. And, you know, as big as both leagues are, and as similar as you can find them to be, the difference is what really makes us very special. And I'm excited to know that we are getting opportunities and investment that are unique to us. And I look forward to seeing how much we can really make that exponential growth.
A work stoppage is possible if talks fall through, and that would be a first for the league. With all of the progress that's been made this year, what would that mean for the momentum that the WNBA has going into next season?
Well, you know, I mean, with all of the attention and the visibility that we have on the WNBA today, you know, even with the conclusion of this season, there's so much movement and so many changes as people are really experiencing this surge and this excitement. You know, we're looking forward to an expansion draft. And I think at the conclusion of the 2025 season, there will continue to be eyes on us, even in the offseason, especially as we renegotiate in anticipation of the 2026 season. So, you know, work stoppage is by far not what we hope for, but it's something that we definitely prepare for. But we are really seeking a very collaborative negotiation that can land the players where we feel like our value is met.
The amount of growth that the WNBA has seen in this year and the last couple of years has really been astronomical. Do you worry at all that there is a risk that the growth that we've seen isn't sustainable?
I don't worry about that at all. I think that we've been in a space where what the public is feeling and seeing is something that we've always known. And this new era is just us realizing that people see us for what we are. I'm just excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to be actively playing while this is happening so I can use my platform and leadership in ways to contribute to this historical moment.
Nneka, you have called these negotiations a defining moment for the WNBA. What do you think that the decisions that are being made by leadership right now will mean both for future generation of players, but also future fan bases?
I mean, we're really in a transformational moment. You know, I think that today we have players that are fighting for the fair share of the business that we built. You know, there is no product without the players. And we know that our success is the league's success. We know our business. We know we are a part of this business, and we want to be a part of the generational growth of this business so we can leave this league better than when we entered it.
Nneka Ogumike is a forward with the Seattle Storm and the president of the WNBA Players Association. Nneka, thank you.
Thank you.